Today, as we gather with the church to celebrate the Feast of the Ascension, some of you might be old enough to remember that we used to celebrate this feast on a Thursday, 40 days after the celebration of Easter. But because so much has shifted in our society and in our social structure, lots of people don't have the ability to get to church on a Thursday in the middle of the week. And so the church, for the last many years, has celebrated this feast on a Sunday so that we all can gather together, or at least as many of us as can make it, to think about the idea of the Lord's return to God in glory. In one sense, this celebration completes the cycle of Jesus' life, his incarnation at Christmas, his death and resurrection at Easter, and now his return to the glory of God through the ascension. And yet, in another very real way, it's a moment in between, because what we hear from our readings today are readings that reminded the early church and remind you and me about what those events in Jesus' life have to do with us, who are part of his body on earth since his return in glory. Through our baptism, we have become the body of Christ. And through our baptism, we share a special responsibility to be the presence of Christ in the world. And we hear in the gospel story how Jesus gathered the disciples around him, and as he was returning to the Father's glory, commissioned them to be his presence in the world, to do the things that he wasn't yet able to do because the work of salvation was not yet complete. The kingdom was not fully arrived. Yes, Jesus overcame death through the resurrection, but has left to the disciples and to you and to me the building of the kingdom so that he can return in glory at some point. Remember, our real destination is not heaven. That's an in-between moment. Our real destination is the kingdom of God, which is back here when life and all of creation will see Christ in all of his glory. It's a theological reality for us to recognize that because Jesus returned to the Father and sent the Holy Spirit to us, which we will celebrate next week at Pentecost, you and I have the responsibility and the privilege to continue to build the kingdom here in this very real world that needs so much affirmation and so much a reminder of God's presence within us and around us, that Jesus entrusts every generation of people, you and me included, to do our part in having the world see who we really are as God's creation and what creation is really all about. Fulfilling the power of God's love and grace in the world. And so today, as we come together on the Feast of the Ascension, but also as we celebrate Mother's Day and the parishes look forward to the celebration of Confirmation in just a couple of hours, we're really reminding ourselves of being in between time. Creation and the coming of God's kingdom again in glory through Jesus' return. And what we're called to do during this time, as the disciples were, is to proclaim our faith in real ways in our lived experience. Not just to say we believe, but to show we believe. To believe enough in the power of the Spirit among us that in these days that sometimes seem very dark, we are called to be light, to remind each other, but more importantly, those who have not yet heard the Word of God, to remind all people that we are called to more than what we see right now and more than what we experience right now. We're called to the power of hope through faith in the power of the Holy Spirit. Now, all of those ideas and that theological reality that we celebrate today about Jesus' return to the Father really has a very human side to it also, I think. This year, as I was preparing for our homily, I thought, unlike in years past, about the reality of the ascension as a kind of homecoming, a kind of way for us to think about how important it is that Jesus returned home for a time before he comes again to establish his presence once more in the world. And to think about for a minute the very human reality of our own homes and the lives that we lead in our homes. Hopefully, for most of us, home has been a place of comfort and joy and safety. We know that for some it hasn't been that, and it's up to us who have been blessed with good homes to make sure that those who need good homes are able to find them in some kind of fashion through our efforts at helping them find safe and secure places. But equally important, and perhaps because of the convergence of Mother's Day this year, it's important for us to think about those places where we have been safe in our lives, that we call home, and remember with a great deal of affection, as well as a great deal of purpose, the reason why we have home to begin with, to nurture us and support us and give us the strength we need in order to make this earth our home, and home for everyone. So just as the disciples were commissioned in today's gospel to preach the word and to be the word, you and I are commissioned today to preach the word and to be the word, and to remember again those places and spaces in our lives that have been safe, and try to build safe places for others, and not to forget to thank those people who have made our homes secure and great and good. Primarily God, who has created us to reflect God's own goodness in love and grace.